The president of the UN General Assembly vowed Friday to take the results of the Indigenous Peoples Global Summit on Climate Change to the Copenhagen Treaty talks. The participants were seeking to write a declaration, but couldn't agree completely on its wording. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
400 people from 80 countries couldn't quite agree on a point the youth delegates insisted on, calling for a moratorium on fossil fuel development on or near Indigenous territories. The dispute went on past the signing ceremony that was supposed to conclude the summit. The best chair, Patricia Cochran of the Inuit Circumpolar Council, could give UN General Assembly President Reverend Miguel Descoto Brockman was a statement of intent.
We have asked the UN General Assembly President to please take the information that comes from our summit and to forward this information to the bodies within the United Nations.
And Brockman said he would do just that.
I assure you that I will share this declaration with the members of the General Assembly for all to consider.
But it's not quite a declaration. The debate over the wording took place behind closed doors, but flared out in public when two members of the steering committee for the summit said they would not sign a declaration if there was no consensus. Committee member Ben Namakin from the Micronesian island of Pohnpei said he would have to stand with other youth who wanted the moratorium if it was not included in the declaration. The young people threatened to write their own, he said.
We have the right to do this. Okay, if we're not going to come to consensus here, the youth will draft a declaration. Because we all agree, we all have the same position here.
So after the ceremony, the summit went back to work. The hours dragged on until the early evening, when the deadline of the checkout time at the Dena'ina Center arrived. The declaration ended up containing two versions of the moratorium language, one saying there should be no development without consent, the other saying that the moratorium should not infringe on the rights of Indigenous peoples to develop their own resources. The UN General Assembly President was well aware of the divisions earlier in the day when he accepted the intent statement. He sought to put it into a longer-term perspective and said the summit had accomplished the task of amplifying the voices of Indigenous people in coming international economic, political, and environmental policy debates.
You have been instrumental in shifting the focus so that Indigenous peoples are now regarded as primary actors within global climate change monitoring, adaptation, and innovation.
For many of the summit participants, the experience was rewarding, meeting other people and discovering they had much in common in their concerns and ways of dealing with climate change. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.